Hey, what's up? This is Chris Gray, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
And it's Messi! It is the cleanest of clean finishes and the best on the planet.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Chelsea, the UEFA Champions League winners of 2021.
The biggest interviews.
That such a great spectacle is ruined by such thuggish behaviour.
And all the analysis right here.
He's the one player that has the arrogance to think that he can play in any stadium in the world and any pitch in the world in front of any player in the world and take them on.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
It's Wacky Wednesday, and that's why today we kick off with the case of the missing cheesecake. This is a story that has gripped social media as former Miss South Africa second runner-up Sonia Booth has accused her husband Matthew Booth of infidelity in a series of Instagram posts. But the former Bafana Bafana defender has issued a statement denying he had an extramarital affair. Oh! It's developing at the rate of knots, and the team is here to discuss that. Yes, it's still sport, but mass sports of a different variety. The team is here. Mike Madoda, Chris Meadzi, Alois Bunjira, our producer Shonta Firinyika. My name is Barry Melandi. In around the world in 60, we have updates from New Zealand, Germany, and the United States.
The second half of the show is the beautiful game, and we'll kick off in Spain, where Barca manager Xavi Hernandez has praised a Barcelona's spirit as second half goals from the Mercurial Pedri and Rafinha rescued the 10-man Catalans in a comeback win at Osasuna to open up a 5-point lead at the top of La Liga. Over in Italy, AC Milan coach Stefano Pioli says the Rossoneri were not up to standard as they were held to a goalless draw at Cremonese after wasting several clear-cut chances to score. And ahead of Chelsea's clash with Manchester City in the Carabao Cup tonight, their manager Graham Potter says he's ready for the extra scrutiny and pressure, insisting if he wanted a nice, easy life, he could have quite easily stayed working at Brighton.
The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
Your local sports news roundup, and we are going to be starting with some golf news, where Zimbabwe International Paris Golf team manager Mufaro Chivoni-Voni is confident that the team will do well at the 2022 tournament set for La Cala Golf and Hotel Resort in Spain from Monday until Friday. The team is made up of five players who are Vuminda Bamoyo, Tinashe Tom, Shepherd Humi, Lazarus Demo, and Chivoni-Voni. Athletics news coming up. South Africa-based runner Rutendo Nyahora says she's now shifting her focus to next year as she chases qualification for the World Athletics Championships. Nyahora is one of the distance runners earmarked to attain the qualifying time for the marathon in Hungary next August. Last Sunday, the runner finished fifth at the Soweto Marathon in Johannesburg in a time of 2 hours, 49 minutes and 13 seconds. We'll finish off with some netball news. The Zimbabwe senior netball team have made remarkable progress ahead of their participation in the annual Diamond Challenge Cup to be staged in South Africa later this month. The Gems have been in camp over the past 3 days with coach Ropafa Dzomtsauki hammering the need for them to up their defensive displays.
From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport.
All right, so before we jump into the Matthew Booth story later on, ZFM Stereo has partnered with Polenta NutriActive, and there's something special that's coming for you, especially if you're a movie buff and are looking forward to a premiere. You could be there. We'll tell you about that a bit later on. But now, let's talk about Matthew Booth. Now, former Miss South Africa's second runner-up, Sonia Booth, has accused her husband, Matthew Booth, of infidelity in a series of Instagram posts, but the former Bafana Bafana defender has issued a statement denying he had an extramarital affair. Booth said he was disappointed that his wife had decided to share the matter on all public platforms with an intention to tarnish his name without discussing them with him. Now, he went on to say in this statement that this would negatively affect their children, and they're busy with exams, so this might be a distraction for them. He's 45 years old, and he intends to take legal action and has handed the matter over to his attorneys. Now, the critical point, Chris, the straw that broke the camel's back, was Matthew Booth staying up, allegedly, okay, we have to say allegedly, staying up all night and making cheesecake for his mistress in their house. So this is what Sonia says. They got up in the morning, fully expectant that cheesecake would be either in the fridge or on the counter. But there was none.
I need to add some critical detail.
Okay.
This cheesecake that was allegedly made on the in the middle of the night was made on the eve of his eldest son's 18th birthday.
Yo.
And then the Tupperware that was used to transport said cheesecake belonged to Sonia Booth.
Ah, that's
yeah, but come on, Chris. The second piece of information is neither here nor there.
It really is.
How did you expect him to transport the cake?
Well, why? Okay, where was he taking the cake to, first of all?
To his chick, huh?
So he was supposed to use his wife's Tupperware to transport cheesecake. Okay, first of all, I think anyone in this studio knows how contentious Tupperware is in any household.
Now we do.
Realistically, he's hardly going to bring his side chick's Tupperware into the house.
So he must make cheesecake for his side piece in his marital home, transport it in his wife's Tupperware. And it's okay because how else was he supposed to carry the cheesecake?
It's an allegation. Let's not forget that.
Yes, true. It's an allegation.
What we can establish is that he made cheesecake.
He did. The cheesecake was seen.
Yes.
And also, Sonia Booth is basing her case on the results of a private investigator that she hired. Okay. After she sort of peaked in, I think, Valentine's Day 2022, this year, on Valentine's Day, the alleged affair began. So she hired a private investigator, and apparently Matthew and his mistress had been on trysts in Polokwane, Pietermaritzburg, and Umhlanga, where they would go away, you know, for a happy weekend.
Can I just say something, though? And this, I think, is something we can even open up to people who are listening out there, because this sounds like Matthew Booth was in love. This is not a case Mojolo. He just wants to smash it.
Matthew Booth was in love with someone other than his wife.
Absolutely.
Who was also married. That's an important detail.
Yeah, so he was in love. And here's the question I want to pose, Kuti. You know, I think, you know what, as a woman or even as a man, I think you should be worried when your guy is like Matthew Booth.
Okay.
He started to bake cakes in the middle of the night.
That is deep.
And then he is spending regular time with one woman.
Yeah. Yes.
Why I say that is because he's emotionally invested. Those are guys who are.
He's hopping around.
Yeah, he's hopping around. Yeah, you know, he obviously loves, you know, a bit of hanky panky. He's prone to bouts of lechery. But Matthew Booth.
Matthew Booth was
is in love.
I would agree.
And his
with
statement
that
from the lawyer that you read, Barry, because he's very defensive.
Very.
Yes.
In spite of the overwhelming evidence against them.
Mm. There's pictures, there's all sorts, there's receipts, there's all sorts that have been presented apart from the cheesecake. Now, I think it's important in any sort of investigation and any sort of thing we're delving into, an important insight is to get to understand the man.
Mm.
And in the studio, we have none other than a one-time opponent and then also a teammate to Matthew Booth. I recall on some interview, if I remember correctly, you said that the most difficult defender you faced was Matthew Booth, and then he became your teammate. What sort of a guy is he?
Yeah, almost definitely the most difficult opponent at first. Very tough. You know, it was very difficult to beat him.
He's a hard man.
He's a hard man. You know, for such a big man, he's very quick. You know, very quick. And, you know, I thrived on speed. And that was my weapon. Then he was also quick. You know, 50-50. Yeah, 50-50. Aerial balls. Everything. He was long legs. Yeah, he made life difficult for me. Yeah, him and or John Mabizela.
Okay.
And anyway.
Mbulelo.
Yeah, those guys were really good.
Yeah.
They were really good.
So what kind
of
then
person? we became teammates, for a little bit. I think it was only for about more than 6 months before he left.
But did you team up though off the field to play?
A few times after matches, obviously, you travel away. After matches, you hang out at the hotel and you have drinks.
Talk. Seems like a nice guy on TV when we see him.
Basically, he also, when I was thinking that he was my most difficult opponent, he also thought that I gave him a hard time.
Okay.
You know, so naturally we got along. We got along. Mm-hmm. So now coming back to this Mjolo thing, I never thought, you know, I never really thought that he was that type. You know, he is shy. Matthew is not the guy that can actually like say I want that one and goes there. You know, I think probably if that was happening, I think it can be somebody who he was actually spending time together with area.
In an
area where they got used to each other, okay. And obviously maybe the woman also showed earlier interest, on that she's interest, actually interested in him, so that, you know, it was like a penalty.
Yes, 100%.
For me, I actually think that could have been the case.
So the way that these two met, the alleged adulterers, is that...
Chris, you've been digging deep.
They were working with a particular corporate who will remain unnamed, and so they were creating social media content together. They were actually partners.
Oh, yeah,
so
there
this is
you
a
go.
Competition where various people were partnered up, and so these two were partnered up together.
There
they were spending
go.
Lots of very physical time together in a gym.
Yeah.
So Alice is absolutely spot on.
Yeah,
it was about spending time.
Yeah, so for me, I don't know. But I agree with Mike 100%. That you see, when I looked at the whole situation, for him to be spending time with this lady, he is invested in this already.
Yeah.
Like emotionally.
If you're making a kudos to him for being able to make a cheesecake.
Not just that.
And then, sure.
Not just that, Barry. Matthew is a very popular guy in South Africa. Very popular.
Very popular.
You know, very few white guys go on to play top flight football, like top level football
from South Africa.
There are few of them, you see. So he is one of the few. He's very popular. He's on Super Sport week in, week out. He's on Super Sport.
He's also got that cross-racial appeal, doesn't he, Alois?
Yes.
In terms of he's a white guy, and obviously he's got an appeal amongst the Caucasians.
Yeah.
But then also, I mean, look, it looks like he does have a taste for the darker-skinned ladies.
Yes, he does. And they know
and caramel, yes.
And because he got married to Sonia. Sonia is the dark-skinned girl. So the dark-skinned women also fancy him for that. They know that he has got a liking for them, so they are not scared of, even if they want to show their affection for him, they wouldn't be. So for me, when I look at the pictures that are coming out, it's of a man who is in love. I think he got to a situation he didn't even care.
Yeah.
I don't think he cared.
In like a restaurant.
I don't think he cared. I think there has been trouble at home for some time, for a long time. Yeah. And Sonia knows. For her to actually go public and do what she's doing right now, I think it's a woman's scorn.
I also want to bring up another point again that just adds into the narrative that here's a guy who's probably in love.
Yeah.
You know, distinctly,
she's nowhere near Sonia.
She's distinctly lacking in quality. So she must be good at other things,
hey,
or she can hold a conversation down.
Or
or the input, just the her ability to take care of Matthew Booth.
Thank you. That's why I wanted
nurtured. He felt
and make him feel
secure.
Good.
Safe,
secure, safe, loved,
but you
respected.
Sangse has got in touch and he says, a promise of fidelity is never guaranteed, even for supermodels. Mujolo spares no one.
Yeah, we saw it in American football.
I love that so much. And I'm glad it's a man who said it. And I hope everyone understands that this is a two-way street. Mm-hmm. Men love those statements about, oh, it spares no one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, cool. It's a two-way street.
Anzi Tapawe ndiwe akambatisa.
Because when she
looked at her, where's the cake? Where's the cake?
Then Tami Luveve has got into her, says, Chris, you're properly representing your gender. Don't allow those boys to bring down your
Absolutely. And also, I think men need to realize something. By the time you get to the stage where Sonia Booth is, one, this is something she's known since the beginning of the year.
For sure.
So she's been, whether it's collecting evidence, hiring a private investigator, she's got a solid case.
Of course.
She talks about the fact that there's specific assets that are only in her name. She has seen a lot over the time that they've been together. This is not a woman who's just pissed off.
This is a
woman who is now in the stage where she wants to protect herself, her kids, their future.
It has been a long
and
time.
And she has planned this for a lot. This is premeditated. It's a little bit psycho.
Yeah.
Very premeditated.
That's why I say
and
that.
Men
yeah.
need to fear. When a woman gets to this stage, it must be very, very special.
Right. Anzi Saganyaya Katsamwisa Sonia, their Tupperware. Akati, enough is enough. Not my Tupperware. Now, the reason why I read this message is because pana potential again of another Matthew Booth situation. Because Uyumufesu Yumanja, Akanyaza is a profile picture. I think he bibiraki. Very beautiful chick you got on your profile pic. But she won a manjika. Was data my investigations. Now, 12:01 Angash Tumira Chamvari message. Hey Chamvari, great to tune into the big show. Love you long, long time.
Hey,
future
yes.
hubby.
My daughter, that's not right.
I just sold the man out of
marriage.
No one knows who that is.
No, 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 no.
Mike,
if I don't get that woman, sold out. Booth.
Then this one here from our buddy out in Poland. And the Booth is an honorary black man. And he probably wanted to have a polygamous marriage. But we all.
Oh, I've got a name for our friend from Poland. We can call him Mikhail.
Mikhail. Okay. That's good.
I remember Gorbachev.
Mikhail Gorbachev, but he was Russian.
He was Russian.
But my language is Mikhail.
I look for common Polish names.
Same WhatsApp group. Listen, guys, just looking at other scandals that sucked in athletes. Of course, there's the famous one, Tiger Woods, where there was a flinging. What was that? A 9-iron.
Yeah.
9-iron. It was a hill. At his car. And of course, there's John Terry. John Terry was serious. He had an extramarital affair with French underwear model Vanessa Perrontel.
Is that a critical part of the description?
It is, because listen, you must like Mike was saying.
He'd obviously
we need to visualize.
The challenge is that Vanessa was his teammate, Wayne Bridges' girlfriend. Terry's wife's best friend.
Yeah.
So John Terry, that was
that's nasty.
And they'll go on a double date and the next thing they are on the other corner.
Double date up about Makumbo Paspetebo.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan Giggs. I mean, he was outed for having an extramarital affair with model and former Big Brother star Imogen Thomas. And then I think
and
he's
then
also,
Ryan Giggs, I don't know about footage.
Yeah.
Was Hans kind of
he also chided his brother's wife.
He also did the brothers.
And then Anurova Futi, as in he's abusive.
He's abusive as well.
Because that's the current court case that resulted in a hung jury. I think there's a retrial that's coming up.
Yeah.
Where because of his the physical abuse.
Yeah. And then there's, of course, our very own
Nsukuzonke, Peter Ndlovu. Now, he's rumored to have fathered many children during his time in the United Kingdom.
Many children.
And he was embroiled in a cheating scandal in South Africa, where a Harare married woman was suspected to be cohabiting with him in 2015. Allegedly.
Look, like I said, it's a two-way street.
Allegedly. Two-way street. And then look, there's the late Kobe. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Allegedly, he had a sexual encounter with a 19-year-old woman who worked at the hotel. His wife, Vanessa Bryant, the first child, were not with him on that particular trip. And then finally, Oscar De La Hoya, of course, if you follow boxing, he found himself in a quandary when an exotic dancer posted photos of him wearing fishnet stockings, panties, and heels. The images immediately let everyone know, including his wife, that he had been messing around.
Oh, my goodness. That's interesting. Yeah, maybe let's just read a couple of messages, guys. Of course, there's someone who's trying to call us. We're not going to answer your call. please don't call us.
Please type.
Yeah, I mean, just type. Anzi maiva rikutaura ivavo, anzi mujoro, we had mujoro. But mujoro, anzi aunakala. John Terry, anzi na left back, we are from, anzi, this is from Paul Kariba, AK Baba Rafigo. And then now I'm being accused of treachery. And Mike, you are a traitor. I think Mufesu will
use
them.
And I don't understand when women say, "Oh no, he must put me on his profile picture, post me on his status." No, this is why. This is why.
So, again, I ask the question: who would you be concerned about? Because you're a woman.
Yeah. Mm.
Would you want the guy who is cheating on you with this one chick? Kwanotaka vakubasa na five arwenda ikoko arushika chinzi dedima uya arukuiswa makumbo mvura mbo masajwa opiwa spaghetti ma meatballs
going on trips,
you know, vaisirwa movie and then kuma 99 oyake kutenda kana kuti Mofesa aurikuziva kutoti Friday Anna Julie
Argo Lodge
Saturday Argo Lodge Sunday Mascati parikubuda chiti ndikutotenga newspaper. It's about the visa.
But take a newspaper is 15 minutes, bro.
Sunday mail.
Yeah, but an hour is...
I'm not sure. Chris,
first of all, I rebuke that spirit. it's such a hard question, because once a man is emotionally involved, I don't think men have the capacity to be fully emotionally involved with more than one person at a time. I think you guys can be physically involved.
They can.
Emotionally invested in two different women.
Yes,
first of all,
proper.
Zoto Buddha.
Wow. Proper.
Okay.
That's how polygamy came about.
Because Sungiri Raja Oga, the other one.
Yes.
It's
wife
number three. Wife number three, what was Sungiri?
It's such a tough one. The guy who's physical is so gross. It's such a gross thing to think about. Like, you've gone there with Betty and Joanna and whoever, and then so the next thing you're coming sleep in my bed.
And the other one is the other one gross?
It's not as gross because it's one person.
So you prefer that one?
The multiple, but also he's emotionally involved now. Yeah. That the next thing, he's got kids there. It's a hard one. Okay. I would prefer to be single. That's the choice I'm making.
Come on, you gotta make a choice. Okay, guys, come on. Send us your messages with your thoughts on our WhatsApp platform, 0731-168-045. I mean, which devil would you choose? Chris has just said that they're both devils, but we want to hear from you guys. Who would you choose? The guy who's sleeping around town or the guy who's got his standard small house. I don't know my small house. Yes, and the standard small house, disaster, but then
All right, next up, we're going around the world in a 60, then we're diving into a football. Now we're talking proper sport.
Hi, my name's Ryan Cairns, Sunshine Tour professional golfer, and you're listening to ZFM Sport.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
We take off in Australia, where Babar Azam returned to form as a resurgent Pakistan beat New Zealand by 7 wickets to reach their first T20 World Cup final since winning the competition in 2009. Pakistan, who have now won 4 matches in a row since starting the tournament with successive last ball losses to India and Zimbabwe, will face India or England in Sunday's showpiece at the MCG. Mike, are you surprised by that final berth for Pakistan?
Not surprised at all. Pakistan on their day, best side in the world. I think they've got the best balance between the batters and the bowlers. And if they show the sort of form that they showed in this game, you know, I listened to the New Zealand captain, Williamson, where he says, you know what, we were beaten playing our best cricket. So he could live with that. And that's what Pakistan will do with to you. Even if you play your best game, they just have got too much in the tank for you when they raise their game, and they'll beat you.
We'll head over to New Zealand. The Black Ferns and England will face off in front of a sold-out crowd of over 40,000 fans at Eden Park for the Rugby World Cup final on Saturday. After hosting more than 34,000 fans for the tournament's opening match, it means Eden Park is now on track to host the biggest crowd in the history of women's rugby. Let's touch down in Germany, where Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady has said he's super excited for the team's epic clash with the Seattle Seahawks in Munich in the first NFL International Series game to be played in Germany. The match will take place at Bayern Munich Stadium, and not only was the game sold out in a matter of minutes, there were humongous 3 million requests for ticket processed, enough to fill the Allianz Arena, get this, 40 times over.
Lock it on. CFM Stereo is untouchable. Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
We've had so many messages come in, and the discussions here in studio, off air, have just been interesting, enlightening, and very interesting to say the gist. But that was our play of the day. How Vire Baba Harare featuring Ja Praise a bit later, a bit earlier, and then of course, well, we're giving away something. Shall we? Of course, do the giveaway first, and then we read the messages. I can assure you, we're not going to be able to read it.
If we do the giveaway, the messages are going to disappear because it's going to absolutely crash.
Let's finish off the Mjolo one, and then we'll get into the football proper. Okay, SJ here, I think is a counselor, weighed in with a lot of wisdom here, says the thing about fidelity and infidelity is that it isn't just physical but also emotional. The more time you spend with someone other than your partner, the more likely you are to end up emotionally investing in them and divesting from your partner. Once the emotional tie is established, it becomes physical.
If you're suing your wife and effectively saying, you know what, this is all a lie, I'm suing you.
That's the end of the relationship. That's
and if even for her also to splash it on all social media platforms.
But you're married to an athlete, have you not been dealing with this kind of thing in different iterations? They've been together, what, 20 years? You've been dealing with various iterations of this for 20 years. Yes.
She did say, I've dealt with worse, but, you know, it Tupperware.
Mr. Kango has got a bit of advice for you. He's out in Chirundu, Chris. He says, tell Chris, could we can go for 5 at 1 time, because you're going
I'm not doubting your physical abilities. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying emotionally, to really connect with 2 people at 1 time. Can men do that?
Yes. Okay. In fact, there's a response here. A man can love more than one lady, it's the women who can't love more than one person. Tonde.
And don't name them children.
It's possible, Chris.
It's for real.
People can be emotionally invested in that.
No. About the women, because it's only women who can connect.
Oh, right.
Can you?
Absolutely.
Can
you? So why are you doubting
Because I think for men, it's definitely more physical, is it not?
No, you see, that's unfortunately, that's what you guys tell each other.
Those are the two guys.
And that's why we gave you
example that
the demo, which is polygamy. That's how polygamy comes up, whereby he loves all his wives, all 10 of them.
Anzi, Dai Matthew, Akashan such a gaba chessim, Bichema biscuits, his wife wouldn't have caught him.
If he really
didn't want to get caught, you could have done it outside the house anyway.
Anzi, it's really tricky, guys. Anzi, unodzizi rwamvura yekugeza mazino.
Right.
Anzi, tuned in from Seattle and excited about the Seahawks game out in Germany, and of course new territory for the NFL as it continues to grow the game. We've seen lots of games in the United
London,
Kingdom
and
they're always sold out.
We've seen games at Wembley, we've seen games at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, now it's going to Munich. I think the strategy by the NFL is absolutely working, taking the game global without necessarily wanting people to play the game. They're taking the game to the people and saying, here's the NFL.
So why is the English Premier League averse to that? For me, to be honest, just imagine what it would mean for even not just the English Premier League, La Liga, the Bundesliga, etc.
Oh, yeah.
If they brought just a match and said, okay, we're going to play Tottenham Hotspur versus West Ham at Soccer City in South Africa.
You know, it's going to be sold out 10 times over.
It's going to be sold out because a lot of people from Zim, from the region, will all be getting into
a match
there.
That matters.
There was a time I heard Patrice Motsepe was trying to do that. I think that was before he decided to go all the way to CAF and everything. But I think he was planning on something like that.
Because he brought Barcelona, didn't he?
Yes.
During the season to play Mamelodi Sundowns.
Yes. He was planning something like
that. A message from Greystone Park, Young Kosi. Good evening to you. Anzi Hamjolo is something else, guys, to be honest. Anzi, Chris Rambaka Janya Papo, what's up, Vumeku Furiwanema Face? As a represent the ladies, babe. And then Mike Tony says hi. Oh my God, do I owe you money, Tony? Can women really love two men at a time? Please,
yes. Chris said Chris, yes.
Anzi, please give Chris a minute to explain.
Yes,
from
an
interested party, George Arlington Estates.
Okay, I don't know George, but anyway. Okay, so here's the thing: women can love different things about different men. So it's almost like patchwork. Like, I love, you know, the physical attributes, and he does this and he does that. This nigga, he spoils me. He's got bag. He does this. He's so generous and kind. Blah de blah. The other one is more thoughtful and romantic and whatever. So it's, you can love different things about different men.
No, but is that love? Chris is too good about room. Kindness is not necessarily having back. A man can be generous and kind without having back.
Yeah.
That's
he'll share his $100.
Hand in hand.
Okay, you know what? Let's put a marker on this conversation, okay? Because we've got some phenomenal prizes we need to give away.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable.
All right, now, Polenta Nutri Active, a great new product from National Foods, has partnered on the ZFM Stereo for the premiere of Black Panther 2 on Friday across all Sturkinikor branches.
I'm looking forward to that.
It should be a good one. Wakanda forever. Huh? Mm. Sam Levy's in Borrowdale, Joyner City, and Bulawayo, as they will be launching their new cereal range. There will be exciting kids and adult outdoor games, including Giant Connect, Giant Jenga, Ball in the Bucket, and Limbo, and lots of prizes to be won.
What's limbo?
Limbo. It's the one where there's like a rope or something, and then you have to try, you know, bend over backwards and go under.
Not at our age.
Okay.
I won't be able to get out.
I won't enter in that one. And is particularly retired athletes like Alois.
No, I'm not doing that.
End well. Join the big show and the rush live on Friday from Sturkinikel. Sam Levy's in Borodil. Come and meet Chambari and Miss Red for a fun afternoon. Breakfast is about to get better. Hashtag breakfast is about to get better with Nutri Active. Tonight we're giving away a double ticket to a lucky winner. All you need to do is answer the following question and send us a WhatsApp message on 0731 168 045. Right, so you want a double
ticket. On your marks.
Fingers ready, and it's going to be a random draw, so it's not necessarily fastest fingers first, but send through your messages.
Okay, so how much time are we giving them? We're going to give 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, we're going to give them 10 minutes. So make sure
that you've got your responses in by 6:55.
Okay, all right.
And then we'll pick a winner after.
So remember that it's ZFM Stereo partnering with Polenta Nutri Active. So, who is sponsoring the premiere of Black Panther 2?
Wow.
Too easy.
Easy.
Who is sponsoring the premiere of Black Panther 2? Come on, get those messages coming in. Get your responses coming in.
But also, they have to use the hashtag, breakfast is about to get better.
Yeah, breakfast is about to get better. And that is the hashtag you need to use. And also, please, hey, send us your name as well. Yeah. And where you are from, etc. To just make it easier for us to get in touch with you. You've got exactly 8 minutes now at exactly 18:55. We stop the clock and then we'll do a draw, random draw, and then announce a winner.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The big leagues. The big teams. The big players. The beautiful game on ZFM Sport.
Right, let's go to Spain, where Barca manager Xavi Hernandez has praised Barca's spirit as second-half goals from Pedri and Rafinha rescued the 10-man Catalans in a comeback win at Osasuna to open up a 5-point lead at the top of La Liga.
Yep, I think today, like the last home game as well at home, has shown the most maturity. Our team's shown the most maturity since I've been here. We've had an hour with only 10 players. They've hardly created anything in that hour. I think we've matured massively to achieve that. We showed our personality at halftime. We talked about it. And it's all about working for it. And I think the team is showing a great maturity. And today is a victory of a family team. And I'm very proud.
Xavi Hernandez, understandably proud. Barcelona, of course, showing plenty of grit to grind out the win in spite, of course, of the adversity they faced, including having Robert Lewandowski sent off after barely half an hour. He did mention it, Alois. They played 60 minutes down a man. They were one goal down at that stage, and very few people would have given them, of course, would have been tipping them to win this game. They would have been looking at most at perhaps a point, but they scored two goals and won it in the end.
Yeah, I think that was spectacular. Sometimes a team that is, they always say that a team that is one man down, you must be very, very careful about them. Why? If especially if the players have got goodwill in that team, when they all decide that, you know what, guys, we go for it. Everybody ups their game and they start fighting for each other. You will find that even some players that were slacking before, they start fighting, they start working hard. So if you are a team that doesn't have a strategy to play against a 10-man team, you struggle. I think that's what happened there. It's about players that teamed up together and said, guys, we can do this. Let's go for it. And it also takes good ability for a team like that to actually.
You've got to have the quality. I like the fact that you've brought about issues, Alois, around unity. And Chris, you know, if you watch the Barca social media feeds, you know, the behind-the-scenes footage, you can see that this is a close-knit team. Yes. You know, there are a lot of very good relationships. relationships there. We see, you know what, different guys, De Jong with Lewandowski and Sergi going out for dinner with their partners, even meeting their parents and things like that.
A lot.
So they fight for each other, and they showed it last night.
Yeah, and those relationships, I think in moments like this is where they really show up, because there's a connectedness there that goes beyond just we're teammates and we play together during this 90, 95 minutes. There's something that goes beyond that, and the spirit of the club, the spirit of Barcelona, which they show very well on their social media, I think Liverpool as well, just in terms of those relationships. It's then when you have critical players missing like Lewandowski, you don't necessarily feel like the team is going to crumble, because this team is still united even off of the field.
A critical player was missing. Lewandowski for 60 minutes, he's their top scorer, and a lot of people had been arguing that, you know what, Lewandowski is the one. He's key to Barcelona winning. Last night, Barcelona proved that they don't need Lewandowski to win, even in adversity.
Yeah, they showed it. And like the guys have said, it had a galvanizing effect. Let's be fair. Lewandowski was bought and brought in to score goals. The fact that goals came without him on the field is certainly a feather in the cap of Xavi. But would he prefer to have Lewandowski on or off the field?
I'm sure he would
love to have him on the field.
And just, of course, a little footnote to this match. Gerard Piqué signing off with a red card in the bowels of the stadium.
Nah, you should ask for another match.
Where he confronted the referee, who I think is an absolute sleazebag whenever he referees Barca matches. I've never known a pettier referee than that little fellow. What is it, Manzano or something like that? My goodness, that guy. It looks like he's got something against Barca. And it comes across that way.
Yeah, he's got a
point to prove.
Yeah, he's got a chip on his shoulder. And you can see it. Any 50-50 challenge goes the other way. You'll find that. Listen, even Lewandowski's red card. Yeah, because of time, we'll just talk about the red card. But if we pick it apart.
The second challenge certainly was a yellow card. But the initial challenge, I don't think was a yellow card at all.
Never a yellow.
Piqué let him have it, and he was given a red card. And of course, he signs off in that manner in La Liga. Tonight's action, Real Madrid are not playing, but Atletico Madrid are playing. Of course, they are away to Real Mallorca, and we'll be looking to see if they can bounce back. Let's go to Italy, where Milan coach Stefano Pioli says the Rossoneri were not up to standard as they were held to a goalless draw at Cremonese after wasting several clear-cut chances to score. Both teams are set back in the opening stages before Milan gradually started dominating possession. However, neither team found the net despite several chances for the visitors. And it's almost similar, Alois, to what we saw from Real Madrid, isn't it? When they played their game, was it on Monday night, where there was a lot of lethargy. It looked like the players were playing well within themselves. Is this because the World Cup is now around the corner?
Yeah, I actually think it's a mental thing. The players, they don't want to get injured. They don't exert themselves. You know, sometimes, especially they're worried about the muscles. You know, the muscle injuries come with if you are applying yourself a lot, the exerting hamstring, yourself, yeah. If you exert yourself, you are prone to those kind of injuries. So they are playing, you know, handbrake. Those best of speed, you know, the take off, those are the kind
stop,
of. So they don't want that. So they play like they're in slow motion. Like they feel, it looks like they're tired, but I'm telling you, they're slowing themselves down.
Yeah, they're slowing themselves down. Of course, those are the results out of Italy. In fact, that was the big result out of Italy. There were other matches played. Napoli continued, of course, their merry ways. 2-1 victors at Empoli. And then Spezia going down to Udinese 2-1. Tonight's action will see Roma away at Sassuolo. Won't be an easy game, that one. Sassuolo always capable of raising their games against the bigger teams. La Viola Fiorentina, they host Salernitana. Internazionale will be looking to bounce back from their defeat in the derby when they take on Bologna. Then Torino takes on Sampdoria. We'll be coming back, of course, with some very interesting news around how you can be in Qatar, not just for the World Cup tournament, but for the final itself. But a reminder of that competition we are running right now, where you can win yourself a double ticket to watch the Black Panther premiere, which will be on Friday here in Harare at Sim Levy's Village in Borodo, as well as, of course, other centres around the country. Mind of the question, Barry, because they got 2 minutes.
Well, the question is, who is sponsoring the premiere of Black Panther? Remember to include hashtag breakfast is about to get better. Bring on. Okay. Turn it up.
We're turning up the beats.
I just need
your hit music station.
Let's go.
I'm no good at goodbyes.
So far, this one is you. But you ain't my boyfriend. Duh. Beautiful people, drop design the clue. How do you sleep when you lie to me? Dance, 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 dance. Oh.
Your home for hit music. It's Z.
Hi, my name is Rune Shamba, my Toria's super striker. You're listening to ZFM Sports.
I win a ticket for you and your friend to watch the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 final. Mikey, you talked about the final, and somebody can be there with their friend. In essence, to enter, you simply purchase a 375
pint.
That's a pint, aren't it?
Yeah.
Then 750 ml is court.
Chapomba court, yeah.
Chapomba.
Yeah. Yeah.
Family size.
You know what? I used to believe family size, but not anymore because I've seen guys holding a court.
Yes, I got a zipper.
I got a zipper. Yeah. I just don't need it.
I got a zipper. I got a zipper. I got a
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
So buy a pint or a quart of Castle Lager World Cup Limited Edition Pack. I'll retrieve your unique code under the crown and send it to the USSD code *788#. *788# or WhatsApp the number 078-555-2324. That's 078-555-2324 and follow the prompts to enter. Remember to drink responsibly.
Right, guys, I had to read this because advocate Shepherd Huni out in Bulawayo.
Oh, Shep.
He says, poor Matthew. Guys, Anzi, he can't even take a new hobby and get his effort evaluated out there before trying it at home.
Oh, that makes sense, Shep.
Why?
He was taking the cheesecake.
He was just trying to make independent evaluation.
That was a very good argument on his part. We'll give him that.
It's a new hobby,
if
Chris.
You scroll Sonia Boots' Instagram, he consistently made cheesecake across their relationship. So there's a
he's
post
practicing.
From 2017. So it's not a new hobby.
It's a new recipe.
But the other thing that makes me think that this is really bad. It was bad already. Midnight, he's making cheesecake, and the wife just waits to see it in the fridge.
Sleeping.
She never comes to say, baby, you're cooking cheesecake. Oh, I don't know, man. The man is out of bed in the middle of the night making cheesecake, and you never come out to check out what's up.
Alcohol may be hazardous to health if consumed to excess. The operation of machinery or driving after the consumption of alcohol is not advisable. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18 years.
The FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 is here. Now here is your chance to fly to Qatar with Castle Lager. To enter, simply purchase a 375 milliliter or 750 milliliter Castle Lager World Cup Limited Edition pack. Retrieve your unique code under the crown and send it to USSD *788# or WhatsApp to 078-555-2324 and follow the prompts to enter. So go ahead and purchase a Castle Lager today, and you and a friend could be on your way to Qatar. Stay right where you are. Move to the groove of the nation.
Right, stopped Barry the count. If you haven't sent in your contribution, unfortunately, you won't be able to win. But we got good news. We had promised to give away
one double ticket,
but we're gonna up it to two double tickets because show and asking as good nakiza.
Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah, two double tickets.
Got to go to my double.
You're
double.
Very kind, Mike.
And so we've gone into the hat and we've had, of course, a random draw, and we want to congratulate the following winners. Drum roll, and of course, these are our winners. We want to congratulate Tabani Nyakurwa. You got the hashtag correct. Breakfast is about to get better. And of course, Polenta are the sponsors. They are bringing us Black Panther. Congratulations to you, Tabani Nyakurwa. Our producer will be getting in touch with you. And then our second winner, Agent from White House. Breakfast is about to get better. That's the hashtag. And the answer is, of course, National Foods. Does that work as well?
And National Foods will work. Yeah.
I think it will work. Yeah. Will work.
Mm. National Foods. It's nutri-active. Yeah, it's from
well
National
done.
Foods.
You slip in there. Well
yeah,
done.
100%.
So those are two winners. Congratulations to you guys. Our producer will be getting in touch and making sure that you get your tickets and you'll be able to watch the premiere of Black Panther. Some quick news here, guys. Concerns around Sadio Mane. He hobbled off yesterday in the game against Bayern Munich, and there are conflicting reports. There are many that could confirm that he will miss the World Cup. But the Senegalese Football Federation are hoping that he makes it. Could it just be a case, Chris, of them not wanting to create despondency around the team? But the fact is, it's increasingly looking like he won't be there.
Yeah, it's starting to look incredibly bad. Despondency is one. Also, Sadio Mane is one of the stars that I think a lot of people globally are looking forward to seeing at the World Cup. So the idea of a World Cup with no Sadio Mane after some brilliant performances, quite sad.
Yeah. Well, more stars will be missing. Reece James confirmed out. Paul Pogba out. Diogo Jota out. N'Golo Kante out. Nice. Felipe Coutinho out. Georgina Wijnaldum out. Jesus Corona out. Timo Werner out. Pedro Neto
out. The tournament.
Yeah, cancel the tournament.
Well, we have to go, guys, but there's a big game out in England, and it's the Carabao Cup clash, and it's Chelsea taking on Manchester City.
The Carabao Clap Clash.
Let me put my teeth back.
We're done. We're back tomorrow. Don't miss it. May God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And Andy, out.
And it's Messi. It is the cleanest of clean finishes and the best on the planet.
The biggest sports stories.
Chelsea, UEFA Champions League winners of 2021.
The biggest interviews.
That such a great spectacle is ruined by such thuggish behaviour.
And all the analysis right here.
He's the one player that has the arrogance to think that he can play in any stadium in the world and any pitch in the world in front of any player in the world and take them on.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Mundell, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.
Z.